In one of my cookbooks, it advises not to worry about insects on salads, but to see them as added protein. Well, this principle is being taken to its logical conclusion with the development of insect-based foods, and today we're unveiling cricket pasta. The European Parliament's voted in favour of simplifying the food approval process around edible insects, and that's encouraged more development. The pasta containing crickets has been created by a company called Bugsalutely, based in Thailand. Its founder, Massimo Riverbi, told me where they get their crickets.
Thailand is the biggest producer in terms of farming of crickets, because they have a tradition about eating crickets as a snack. They say there are 20,000 farmers with a small production farming of crickets, and that's why the price of crickets and consequently the price for cricket flour is a lot lower than in the US and in Canada.
As you say, many people have talked now for quite a few years about trying to persuade people in the West to eat insects as part of their diet, but there has been some resistance from people. Are you confident that there is a market for pasta made partly from crickets?
Eating cricket pasta is not just about the nutritional content. I think the taste is really good. It's kind of a nutty taste added to the traditional pasta. It looks like a whole wheat pasta. So it's a special taste, and we think it's really good. But on top of that is the sustainability advantage. Not many people knows that the crickets require a very little amount of water and feed, and compared to cattle is really an advantage. Also, their conversion rate into protein is really amazing. So you need a little feed to grow crickets.
You plan to export this to the European Union. How's that going?
The product is meant for a Western target. Actually, of course, there is a cultural problem with eating insect, but I think that won't be such a big concern when it comes to pasta, because it's a processed food. And I think the people will be curious about this, because, of course, they may understand that in other countries, eating insect is really normal. And our disgust is mostly cultural problem, but it's not so reasonable, because we eat other things that kind of look ugly, like an oyster or shrimps. Shrimps really look like crickets.
Massimo Riverbi talking to me there from Thailand.